We're beginning the book of Kohelis, translated as Ecclesiastes. I don't know what that word means. Shlomo Melech wrote many works, and this work, among others, our sages doubted as to whether to include into the Tanakh. Shlomo Melech is going to take us through a whirlwind of philosophies. The ride can be turbulent at times. He's going to take us up, he's going to take us down, spin us all around, and at times it seems like he himself is uncertain, and he's questioning and wondering, and what kind of lifestyle does God want me to lead in this world? Focus on the material, the spiritual, the balance, enjoy it all. And Shlomo explores, and that leaves room for people to misunderstand the book. And so Chazal spent much time deliberating as to whether to make this book available to the masses or not. And Chazal ultimately opted to make it available to the masses. It is one of the Megillot. And yet, it is difficult. It's not easy. So when we choose a commentary, there are a few points that we'd like. We'd like a commentary that gives us some behind the scenes, what Shlomo Melech is saying, and a commentary that runs a common thread, and a commentary that will explain the words. So to get all of that and cover the ground is a little difficult in Kohelis. You know, we're managing in Eov, but in Kohelis we have less time. Eov, we're going slowly. So maybe we'll take our time in Kohelis too. Are we in a rush? Do we have to get it done by Sukkot? No. Not in a rush. Okay, so if we're not in a rush, then we'll take our time, and we'll start learning through it. It is more difficult, in a sense, in Kohelis, even though Kohelis is a quarter or a sixth of the length of Eov. Nonetheless, because Shlomo's throwing us in all directions, to maintain the train of thought, especially over our course of learning, is going to be difficult. But we'll at least try to summarize what we do at the end of each learning session. Okay, so what Shlomo tells us now? And then maybe over time we'll be able to string a thread. We know where he's headed, where his bottom line is. Sof davar, you know, bottom line. At the end of Kohelis, he tells us. Sof davar akol nishma. The question is, along the way, there must be a lot of important messages. He's not just knocking down everything else along the way. At the end of the day, just be a God-fearing person. No, that's not what he's saying. He didn't take 12 chapters now just to get there and tell us at the end of the day, just be God-fearing. So that's where it's going to be a little bit challenging. Another challenge in Kohelis is that the commentaries have such different understandings and such different levels of Pshat, Remez, Drush, Sod as to what Shlomo is saying. Sometimes on the same verse you have contradictory explanations. One commentary says this is Shlomo's final word, this is his conclusion, and another commentary says, no, this is part of what he's deliberating. This isn't a conclusion, this is a deliberation. So that makes Kohelis difficult. Rashi's commentary on Kohelis is fascinating. You get a lot of thoughts, and it is very difficult, in my opinion, to take a thread and understand, okay, so what's Rashi telling us? Maybe after we learn other commentaries, we'll have an easier time understanding Rashi. As I do with our other learning, I think that I will try to refrain from mentioning which commentary I'm doing. When you have questions, tell me. Sometimes I'll point out the Targum says this, notice. Chazal tell us that. But for the sake of brevity, I refrain from mentioning who I'm saying. Open up a Tanakh and look. I mean, I'm using standard commentary. I'm not pulling someone out of the hat. I'm going to rely primarily on the things I remember from Rashi, the Targum, the Sephorno, and the Metsuda. Those are going to be my guiding markers. Unless I feel like you guys need someone else, then I'll switch and I'll let you know when I switch. Right now, that's the plan. So let's begin. Previous sessions, guys requested that I read the Psukim with the tune. Would you guys like us to do that too? Okay, so the tune for Kohelet is the same tune as we read in Shir HaShirim, Shir HaShirim, Koheles, and Rus. those three Megillot have the same tune. So the tune goes as follows. And you can catch on to it if you know the regular tune of reading in the Torah or the regular tune of reading in Haftarah. So it's very similar. It's very easy to catch. Let's begin. Just a second. I'll try to get a better recording here. Divrei Kohelet ben David, Melech Birushalayim. The words of Koheles, the one who gathered people together, Shlomo, the son of David, who was king of Yerushalayim. And here we have limitless depth. The words divrei connote difficult words. The words divrei connote words of prophecy. There's a machlokas rishonim throughout ksuvim, whether ksuvim are differentiated from Nevi'im in that Ksuvim are not said in prophecy, but rather with Ruach HaKodesh, that is the Meiri's opinion among others, or, as the Targum over here says, do we apply what we say in Nevi'im, that the word Divrei connotes prophecy, and this was said with prophecy. There is a basic Machlokas Rishonim, did Shlomo HaMelech ever attain prophecy? As wise as he was, all of his works end up in Ksuvim, in writings. Is that indicative of the fact that he had prophetic dreams? He had high understandings. He had Ruach HaKodesh. But he never had prophecy, as is the opinion of the Meiri in his introduction to Mishlei. And that is why all of Shlomo's works end up in Ksuvim. Or, as the Targum suggests here, these are words of prophecy. This isn't just Ruach HaKodesh. This is prophecy. So, Shlomo HaMelech tells us the following words. Shlomo HaMelech is introduced as Koheles, the one who gathered wisdoms, the one who gathered philosophies. When we research, there are three angles we can take to our research. One is you put together different opinions and you compare them. The second is when you have a tradition from someone who is wise and God-fearing. And the best is if you have a tradition that someone gives over to his son, because you know that he's giving him the most accurate that he can. And the third is when you experiment. So there are three angles one can take in research, we said. One is analytic. Two is tradition. Three is experimentation. Yes? Till here, we're together. And therefore, at the introduction of this work, he is introducing and he's saying, this was analyzed by many people, Koheles. David, who had many people with him analyzing, he had many wise men, and he had the tradition from his father, who was king, who had tradition, who had roots going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shlomo is introducing, these are the words that were gathered, Koheles, by a mass of people who analyzed it, who had the tradition. I, Shlomo, had the tradition from my father, David, and David also had his father, who was a tzaddik that had never sinned a sin that was worth dying for. And I was in Jerusalem, the city where you have wise people, and I was king. So we could analyze everything. So we have the capacity to analyze. We have the wise people with us. And we will see we also have the capacity for experimentation. Havel havalim amar kohelet. Havel havalim hakol havel. Everything is hevel, passing, fleeting. We use it as a borrowed term for the air of the mouth, hevel peh. the breath is a passing and fleeting thing. And so Shlomo HaMelech turns to the material world and he says, beware of things that are fleeting. Havel havalim amal kohelet. Make sure to identify that which is fleeting as fleeting. One of the biggest errors people do in this world is that they think the fleeting is of permanence. And if you think about it, we're standing a few days before Rosh Hashanah. If there's one point that we should think about, if there's one point that can really guide us in our lives, it is that point. Is this fleeting? Is it permanent? Where am I putting my strength? What will remain of it? In every decision we have in life, we are basically deciding between investing in the permanent or in the fleeting. Eov, our studies in Eov teach us, Eov thought that life was the only permanence there was on the planet. That was his fatal flaw. That was his fatal mistake. Shlomo HaMelech says, Havel Havalim, you must recognize that which is fleeting and recognize it as such. Havel Havalim, recognize that which is passing, Hakol Havel, and recognize that it is completely passing, that there will be nothing left of it ultimately. Sometimes we kid ourselves. We tell ourselves it is only partially passing. You know, I have those few moments. What do you mean it's passing? So, Shlomo tells us, no. Recognize it is completely passing. That's it. And he will explain this, Rat Hashem. Shlomo HaMelech, when he sees how the empire that he has built, he's built the greatest empire. He rules over the world. He has all the wealth, all the power, all the peace. And in his own son's time, it will break. It will collapse. There will be a rift within the Jewish people. And Shlomo HaMelech sees, he recognizes that his greatest accomplishment, his building of Jerusalem, his building of the temple, the Beit HaMikdash, that's all going to pass. Shlomo HaMelech knows that even the godly things which he's done, the Beit HaMikdash, they too will be destroyed. And Shlomo looks at his people, and he knows that they will be exiled. And then Shlomo says, you know, this world is passing. There is no permanence in this world. Whatever you work at this world, whatever I and my father are working to build, it's all passing. There's no permanence. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time. Look, what I added in the end is from the Targum. So the Targum, going with his understanding that this is all in prophecy, gives us this perspective.
Are you speaking in terms of a material pleasure?
On the surface, so the first explanation we gave, he was speaking about the material pleasures. The second explanation was that even what you build in the spiritual world, in the physical world, is fleeting, right? Isn't that powerful? Yeah. So you'll notice the commentaries all point out. Shlomo HaMelech said, Havel, one. Havalim, another two, three. Havel, another one. Havalim, another two. Hakol Havel, everything is Hevel, seven. Corresponding to all 7 days of creation. He says, look around, everything you see, yeah, God spent 7 days creating it all, it's all passing. And we're going to see. on the one hand, he says that. On the other hand, he's going to balance. That's Koheles. And that's the challenge in Koheles. Okay, so where's the balance in all of this? You know, he takes us to every end. So nothing's worth it. You know, you can build a temple, it'll be destroyed. He's going to push us to every end. And out of all of this, we're going to have to walk away with balance. Okay, so what is the bottom line? So I don't build the temple? You know, it's going to be destroyed? It's all fleeting? What's his point? Okay, that's the challenge in Kohelet. Where does the pendulum stop swinging? Okay.